Back at Pleasant Street Tea Company with the story behind the story behind something is Heather Atwood. And Heather, let's start with the other Cape now that this is it's your day job. What's going on now? What's the update?
Well, I just posted a story about a restaurant in Manchester. The headline of the story is Fast Casual in a Slow Town. And it's about this cute little place called Superfine. And they're not so little. They seem little. They're in the old Christo's coffee shop right on Main Street in, I guess that's Main Street in Manchester. And the chef was a really big deal. He was such a big deal that he was at one point on the cover of Food and Wine magazine as Best New Chef. He had a fabulous restaurant in Cambridge called Westbridge. And he decided to slow it all down and move to slow Manchester. He had a baby, and he and his wife now live in Manchester. And they opened this little restaurant that is not at all fine dining. It is, I keep saying, it's the fabulous alternative to Panera. So when you need like a quick lunch, even a really fun breakfast, a healthy breakfast, or if you want to go with your teenage daughter out to dinner and you don't want it to be a big commitment and you would really like a pretty good glass of wine and like a gorgeous salad or a great hamburger and your daughter just wants the great hamburger, it's perfect.
Hmm.
So it's not fine dining, but it's really good fast food. And fast food is the new movement in fine dining, actually. All these chefs are opening fast restaurants now.
Okay, we don't want to give too much away because we want people to read it. And so how do they find this article?
If you Google The Other Cape, it's this new online magazine that I am now the managing editor for. And I think it's a gorgeous magazine. The photography is beautiful. There are a lot of good stories. And it's all about promoting the best of the Cape, the other Cape. Mm-hmm. We know which one that first Cape is. But we're officially the other Cape, and we're proud of it.
Okay. All right, and I always have to say Manchester by the Sea because I was really irritated when they changed their name on purpose to Manchester by the Sea, so I overdo it. But that's a story for another day. Okay, let's go to the top 50 favorite foods or favorite meals. I think we left off after number 44.
Yep, we're at 43 and 42.
Okay.
So 43 is, you're going to like this one. You're going to hate 42, you're going to like 43, okay? Tacos.
I'm not a taco fan.
You're not a taco
My
fan?
My family is, yeah.
You are really a plain Jane eater, that's for sure. Okay.
No, tuna and bologna, I'm okay.
Okay, all right. Who knows? That tuna and bologna might down there be down there at like 15 and 14, I don't know. But I haven't looked yet. But tacos are okay. Number 43 on the best... the top 50 best dishes in the world, okay?
And
so they're very...
sense.
I frankly would think they'd be lower down, but it kind of does. The next one, 42, which beat out tacos, buttered toast with marmite.
Wait a minute, buttered toast with what?
Marmite. Do you know what marmite is?
Yeah, of course I do. But I'm going to let you explain it to everybody.
Right. Marmite is...
Who doesn't know what that is?
Well... I think there are a few people out there. They don't live in England or New Zealand, but or Australia. So it's a yeast extract. It is really high in glutamate and vitamin B. So during World War I, it was a really popular thing for the British government to send to their poor troops. Okay, so I think that's where marmite came from. It's really literally yeast extract.
Is that their equivalent of Spam?
Oh, I think it might. Yeah, I guess it is. It's better for you than Spam. It probably. I don't know if it tastes worse or not. It's salty. It's like a salty, you know, salty spread. And that you have it. They put it on buttered toast. Isn't that amazing?
No.
And thus the empire fell. I think maybe.
What's
but
that?
That's why the British empire
okay,
fell.
Yeah.
But
okay, I'll go back to chips. Number 50 is mine.
Right, exactly. Right. So anyway, it's very popular in England and Australia and New Zealand. So I think they have dominated the top 50. Those votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the update from the little chef from Rockport?
Oh, Lila DeLuca on the MasterChef Junior series. She is doing fabulously.
Oh, still,
she
okay.
was so cute last week. She had the Michelle Obama challenge. All the kids had this Michelle Obama challenge. They had to create a very healthy meal from a garden, basically. But there was fish included. And Lila shone on that show.
Oh, good.
She was real. And I think Gordon Ramsay said, and Christina Tosi both said, that this, Christina Tosi said this dish is bright and sparkling and wonderful, just like you.
Oh, okay.
That sounds great. Okay, and finally, we just had a couple of holidays go by, or semi-holidays with St. Patrick's Day and St. Joseph's Day, two entirely different cuisine-type holidays if you celebrate those. Certainly, St. Patrick's focuses on beer and cabbage and corned beef and St.
Joseph's. Irish soda bread. Oh, Irish soda
yeah,
bread.
I knew that. And I was going to say that. That was my next thing. And then St. Joseph's, of course, is just across the board with pasta.
Yes. Well, there's a specific pasta for St. Joseph's Day, very specific. But I'm going to back up and plug my poor little blog, which I don't plug very often anymore, but I do have what I consider the best Irish soda bread in the world on my blog. So if anybody is interested still in making Irish soda bread, it's called Mrs. Sanderson's Irish Soda Bread. The recipe came from the Hammond Castle. It was John Hammond's maid's recipe.
Oh, cool.
And I once interviewed her niece, I think, and I got this recipe. It is delicious. So, that aside.
You know the story of John Hayes Hammond, how he came up to get his fortune, right?
I know he had motorized, like, motorized boats from afar. You tell me. Radio.
Okay,
boat.
Well, you're right, and that's where I saw a story on the other Cape about the Cape Ann Sea Serpent. But John Hayes Hammond, back in the 40s or late 30s, early 40s, had his remote-controlled fishing vessel or boats, and other fishermen were coming in at night and thinking that this was a ghost ship, and they didn't want to say anything. And, of course, John Hayes Hammond is the inventor of the remote control that we now all have in our homes and so on. That was John Hayes Hammond. And further, Hammond was given, I think, in 1911, he graduated from Yale, and his father, Hammond Sr., who was a multimillionaire, equivalent to a billionaire in these days, gave him $250,000 as a graduation present, which is the equivalent of $11 million today. And Hammond Jr. went on to make his billions through these various inventions. Just an amazing story.
That's an amazing story. And all I have is the Irish soda bread.
Oh, no. That's cool.
But it's pretty cool. It's
just
a really
adds to the legend.
Right. It does. And I interviewed the niece of the maid. And that interview is somewhere on my blog. It's a great story.
Excellent.
Yeah, Mrs. Sanderson.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to go to...
St. Joseph's Day.
No. The blog.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. All right, so yeah, St. Joseph's.
So St. Joseph's Day is a big day in Gloucester. It's probably the last city in the world that really celebrates, or maybe in this country, celebrates St. Joseph's Day so large. The novenas start 9 days in advance. People have altars in their living rooms. On the night before St. Joseph's Day, which is actually March 19th, the priest comes around to all the homes where there are altars and blesses the bread and blesses the children, by the way. I was there for that. It was so touching, I have to say. Father Jim arrived in this little apartment in Gloucester, and all these children were there, and they brought out this big thing of bread, and he's tossing the holy water around, and everyone is so happy. It was really touching. And then the next day is the feast, and the big thing about St. Joseph's Day is the pasta. Everybody makes a little bit of a variation on the pasta, but it's always homemade. So they make it a week in advance. All these homes in Gloucester for 1 week have all their beds spread with fresh pasta, because the pasta is drying, you know. It's really beautiful. And traditionally it's made with cauliflower and beans and lentils and fennel and a chicken broth. But then the feast is just amazing. There's octopus and salt cod. And I was in Nina Gropo's house.
Boipi, they call it Boipi.
Boipi, yes. That's the octopus, I think, right? Yeah. So I was at Nina Gropo's house, and it was just packed to the gills. She had a tent set up to do all the cooking. She was frying chickpea fritters. She was frying cauliflower, and there was fried calamari there from the Gloucester house. Lenny LaQuata was there. It was just a wonderful time.
I have a story about St. Joseph. A friend of mine whose closest acquaintance had an aneurysm recently was expected to die, the man who had the aneurysm. The friend prayed to St. Joseph and said, you know what, if you help out, I'll do the altar. I will honor St. Joseph on St. Joseph's Day forever and a day. Well, an incredibly amazing recovery. The man who wasn't expected to survive, not only survive, but also There doesn't seem to be any residual damage, which is defying all odds. And of course, the my friend did St. Joseph's. They live in Germany. And he did the altar, sent us pictures of the altar, and he introduced St. Joseph's to his German friends.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. Well, I'm telling you, I'm ready to have an altar next year. It is just, it's really, really moving. It really is. And, you know, the joy and the happiness that everybody feels getting together. I don't think I've ever seen a holiday where people are so happy. And then to see that priest walk in, whether you believe or not, you know, he's happy. There's so much love. It was really, really moving. And, you know, teenage kids are there. They're not jaded by this, by life. You know, they're there. They're enjoying it. They feel like it's part of their culture. You know, it was really nice. Really.
Okay, so let's recap. Give me the two websites.
So, my blog, Food for Thought, heatheratwood.com. You'd have to, the Irish soda bread story isn't right up there, so you'd have to Google Heather Atwood Irish soda bread. And The Other Cape, theothercape.com, and that's where you'll find, I guess the Sea Monster story is up, right?
Yep.
I haven't seen that.
Yep,
oh, good, good. And then we're going to have a story soon about a really legendary Essex clammer with
okay.
beautiful photographs.
And Easter menu is coming up soon?
Yes. Let's save that for next week.
Absolutely.
Right? Easter
okay.
isn't this Sunday, is it?
Oh, no. It's always.
Oh, good. You're scaring me.
That's Heather Atwood with the story behind the recipe.
I will have a menu.